Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Joni Salzman.
It's called clean meat or cultured meat. Scientists can take a collection of cells from an animal without harming it, feed those cells nutrients, and grow them into lab-grown meat. Lexi Savides has a great video about her visit to a company called Just that's developing lab-grown chicken and beef. So, Joan, you're vegetarian.
Right.
I'm sorry for forcing you to like be representative of vegetarians everywhere.
I'll be your token vegetarian.
It's Thank fine. You very much for doing that. Would vegetarians eat something like this? I feel like it's supposed to be marketed for vegetarians. Do they want this product?
I'm not sure how Just is marketing it, and I don't even know if it's to market. I don't think it's to market
no.
yet. But I think I would assume the idea is not just to market to vegetarians. I think probably the idea is to market to all consumers of meat and people that don't eat meat alike. And I think from a vegetarian perspective, I think whether or not you would be okay eating a lab-grown meat that is legitimate chicken or beef protein depends on why you became vegetarian in the first place. If you became vegetarian in the first place for I don't want animals to be killed for my meat reason, then it theoretically would be fine. If you stopped eating meat because you're like, I don't like the idea of any animal protein entering my body, then you wouldn't. So I think it comes down to that. But I do think that probably they don't want to just reach the small niche market of vegetarians
and vegans. The vegetarians that want to eat.
They probably want to go for everybody.
Meat.
Yeah.
Right. But the second part that you mentioned, so my wife was vegetarian for a very long time until she became pregnant with twins and had to start eating protein to make sure. She had to start eating like fish and chicken to make sure she was getting
Animal
enough protein.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like the texture of chicken.
Yeah.
So if I mention this to her, I don't think she would like it. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't matter whether it was from like a chicken that you killed or whether it was from a chicken grown in a lab.
Right. Yeah.
So that's kind of like, I don't know. I think it's fascinating. I think it's a really interesting concept. One of the other elements that is definitely interesting to discuss as far as the environmental impact.
Right.
So there are people that became vegetarian also because they're concerned about the environment. They see that, you know, creating a pound of beef is also very taxing on the environment as opposed to being somebody that just eats plant-based products.
Right. So I think that maybe the bigger market that they would be going for is people who eat meat already but are feeling guilty about it because it doesn't. So this kind of meat, A, it doesn't actually involve killing an animal. So you can eat your meat without having to kill a cute little chicken. But it also doesn't involve, you know, like the UN says that 30% of the planet's land surface is used for livestock agriculture, and 18% of climate change emissions of carbon dioxide emissions, I believe, are from the same thing. So actual meat from where you kill the chicken and you kill the cow, that's really, really bad for the environment in a lot of ways. So I would imagine Just is going for people, since it's a bigger market, people that eat meat but maybe would like to do it in a way that doesn't hurt the planet as much and doesn't hurt the animals as much.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely interesting. Want to jump to the next topic. Next up, Apple announced yet another product update this week. After the iPad announcement yesterday, it revamped the guts in its 21.5-inch and 27-inch iMacs. Though they look the same as prior models, both desktops got new Intel processors and Radeon graphics cards. It's interesting that they're just coming out with these as like these very simple, quick, incremental announcements because it seems pretty clear that they're moving more toward services as the next great thing to kind of save Apple's business because the iPhone isn't doing as well as it had been doing in previous years.
Right. Yeah. So they've had a stated initiative that they're going to try to get their services to 20% of revenue by the end of 2020. And to do that, that means that they're going to have to launch more services. So we do have the event coming up next week where it's expected to be a services heavy event next Monday. And so what we're seeing this week, I think, is Apple kind of clearing the deck of all these other incremental improvements and news announcements that have to do with iPad and have to do with Mac.
Yeah, and give people a really good impression that like, hey, you're almost definitely not going to get any product. You're not getting hardware next week.
Or are they?
It's very possible. Look, AirPods 2, we'll see.
Yeah,
either way, Last, Rye Crist has a really great explainer out today about Amazon's recognition, facial recognition software, what it's used for, why it's controversial. So definitely check that out. Either way, if you want to read more about these stories, check them out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Joni Salton.
Thanks for listening.